Tyrone Biddings. School ain't nothing but a joke. My moms don't want to hear that, but if it weren't for Wesley and my other homies, I wouldn't even be here, all right? These white folk talking about some future, telling me I need to be planning for some future, like I got one. And Reynard agreeing, like he's smart enough to know. From what I hear, that boy can't hardly read. Anyway, it's them white folk that get me with this future mess. Like Steve, all hopped up about working on Broadway and telling me I should think about getting with it too. Asked me if I ever thought about writing plays. Fool, what kind of question is that? I said. He threw his hands up and backed off a few steps. All I'm saying is, you're a walking drama, man. You got that down pat, so maybe you should think about putting it on paper. When that boy dyed his hair, I believe some of that bleach must have seeped right into his brain. I grind my teeth and lower my voice. Boy, get out my face, I tell him. He finally gets the message and splits. I'm ticked off that he even got me thinking about such nonsense as Broadway. White folk, who they think they kidding? They might as well go blow smoke up somebody else's you-know-what, because a black man's got no chance in this country. I'd be lucky if I make it to 21 with all these fools running around with AK-47s. Here I am, one of the few kids I know whose daddy didn't skip out on him, and he didn't even make it to 30. He was doing okay till he got blown away on a Saturday. Blam! Another statistic in a long line of drive-bys. Life is cold. Future? What I got is right now, right here, spending time with my homies. Wish there was some future to talk about. I could use me some future. I'm just about ready to sleep off the whole year when this teacher starts talking about poetry. And he rattles off a poem by some white guy named Dylan Thomas that sounds an awful lot like rap. Now I know me some rap, and I start to thinking I should show Mr. Ward what rap is really all about. So I tell him I've got a poem I'd like to read. Bring it on Friday, he says. As a matter of fact, from now on, I'll leave time for poetry readings at the end of every month. We'll call them Open Mic Fridays. Next thing I know, I'm digging my old rap poems out of my dresser drawer and bringing them to school. I'm thinking it can't hurt to share them, even if there's no chance I'll ever get to be a songwriter. After all, it's the one thing I could see myself doing if there really was a future. And I'm thinking that maybe there could be if I wanted it bad enough. And all of a sudden, I realize I do.